V-E-7-S-L-Z.
VE5RJM, anybody calling anybody in Regina? Anybody on the Regina YQR repeater? Come now. VE5ECHO, VE5RJM.
Yeah, you're getting out there, Randy, V5RJ.
Yeah, Roger. Looks like I have to take Regina down. They're causing some problems over there, so just wanted to see if I can get a hold of anybody on that repeater before I do so. So how's Art doing this morning? You're mobile again, off and to the races. V5ARJ, V5RJM, and good morning.
Yeah, Roger, I am. One last day for me, not necessarily for the wife here, but otherwise than that, we're rolling. We never had, I think we had the wind last night, from what I was told. And I heard a little bit, but no snow anywhere, so away we go for Friday.
Well, that's all right there, I guess. So, I don't know. We didn't have that high wind that they did in the south either, but it is windy here, so more than normal. But I don't know. I haven't checked. But it's quite cool here again. On a typical winter day, I guess I would call this day that we're having. It's not completely overcast, but it's cloudy, I guess, would be more of what it is here. And minus 15, roughly. So, typical winter day in Saskatchewan here. So, but the winds are supposed to calm down here about noonish, they say. So, we'll be back to normal there. So, glad we didn't get the snow either. We didn't get any of that snow last night that they were predicting. So, we got enough of it here anyway. So, Back to you. Did you guys get any snow last night, Art? V5ARJ Mobile, V5RJM.
No, we didn't. We didn't get any snow. Just some wind. I know that was coming. I know Joe over here was looking at that. Supposed to be swirling snow and wind, but all we got was wind. So yeah, like us, we don't. I wish the snow didn't take up so much moisture, but that's the way it goes. Anyway, I figured to come on and. And I tell you, you're getting through. So away you go. V5RJ Mobile.
Yeah, I appreciate that there, Art. So, well, you guys have a good day there. And, yeah, so we'll talk with you a little later. I'm kind of back to normal. I went to Regina yesterday, so I wasn't around the radio that much. And, I guess that there were some issues going on there that I wasn't aware of. So, anyhow, looks like everything's back to normal there. So, and I'll be probably checking the logs to see what exactly happened yesterday, if I can get any information out of that. So, 7-3's, Art, take care. V5ARJ Mobile, V5RJM.
Okay, we might as well say hi from Humboldt here this morning, there, Randy. Hope your trip to Regina was successful and so on. And obviously, it was safe. I guess V5RY Humboldt.
Yeah. Good morning, there, Dave, and. So, I've made it back home, I guess, safe and sound, I guess. Thank goodness, I couldn't wait to get back home. It was challenging there yesterday for me. So, anyhow, my appointment went well, so that's all I was worried about more so yesterday, so, and it did, so I'm good for a couple more years before they test me again there. So, and I found out some other good news. I don't have to travel to Regina anymore for these tests. They got somebody locally here in the Yorkton Hospital that does the same thing there. So I was kind of glad about that. Save maybe gas money down the road there. So other than that, that's about all new and exciting. We got Net coming up here, I believe, at 9:00. So we'll be monitoring that, checking in there. So. And, yeah, there was a couple of blips there from your repeater there coming this morning. Not sure exactly if you keyed it up or what happened there, but it only happened a couple times, so I wasn't too worried about it. V5RY, V5RJM.
Okay, very good. A couple of blips, you mean from the DNA repeater from mine?
Yeah, Roger. It was kind of like a squeal kind of thing. More than just a key up there. So I'm not sure what happened there. If there's some interference coming in, or either on the node or your repeater, either or.